You got your water.
Got my water.
Be healthy up in here. Healthy in 2021.
Goals. Everybody drink your water.
Drink water. I got mine too. I got a big cup.
Good. You don't have a water bottle or anything?
No, I just have a cup. I'll get like a nice clean glass and then I'll just keep refilling it through the day. If I like take off and go to work, then yeah, I have like a water bottle thing.
Are you scared you're gonna like, you know, it'll tip over or something?
No, I don't know. Why, is that weird that I don't have a water bottle?
I mean, I have a water bottle when I'm by my computer. I do have tea and like stuff. Like when I have tea, I have it like in a mug, but usually I'm really careful with that stuff because it's warm, so.
Got
but,
you.
I don't know. I'm paranoid, maybe?
Yeah, you would think. And people have told me that. Like, I've taken pictures of my setup and stuff, and people be like, oh,
like,
my gosh. Yeah, there's just a big glass of water right there. And like, oh, my gosh, Erica, like, why is there water? It's like, I don't know. I don't spill. I'm an adult.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know.
Pets,
true. Yeah, but they never really get on the desk or anything. Yeah, they're pretty they're pretty good about that. But yeah, what's up, everybody here in the chat? I see you. Shout out to Rhodey, who hit us up with the super chat before we even started. Appreciate you.
And help him now.
I don't think we've ever had that before. So that's pretty awesome. And then Alton, friend of the show, shout out to Alton, says keep up the great work. Appreciate that. 2021, you guys. How we feeling?
What's the vibes, guys? Vibe check on 2021.
Are we good?
Sorry.
I know this year has kind of been almost 2020.5, but
that's what we're saying probably. But
you know it.
Whatever.
Crazy.
I'm waiting for 2025 out here. That's what I'm.
2025 new us.
Yeah.
That's when things will get better.
Gotta build up to it. You know what I'm saying?
True. True. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good. I mean, yeah, I say this so many times, I feel like a broken record, but I feel like the outside, you know, out there is crazy, but in here, in my office, I'm pretty good in here, you know, I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, Shar, I know before we were talking or going live, we were talking about like, what are we going to do this episode?
We're so lost, y'all. We have nothing to talk about, really.
Yeah, it's crazy. I was like, well, we could do, you know, the generic predictions and like that stuff, like the predictions for 2021, what games we're anticipating. I think we'll do that. We'll definitely talk about some games we're anticipating. Luca, my daughter, what's up, Luca, says 2021 is for Demon Souls new game plus. Ooh. Maybe. I do need to get back on that.
Does that mean we're better at the game now because it's New Game Plus? We managed to beat the game. That's a good thing, right?
Yeah, yeah. Well, with Demon's Souls, at least from what I've seen and what I've experienced, because I did start New Game Plus, and yeah, what I've experienced is like, yeah, it's a little bit tougher. It spikes up.
Damn it. All right, well, never mind.
Yeah, it definitely spikes up. Yeah, hit the like button, you guys. Share the stream. You know, support us out here. We kind of struggling for topics, so we're going to do our best to entertain.
Yeah.
But yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. No, I was just going to say, I have an announcement that you could make into a topic, if we're smart.
Okay.
But are you ready?
I think so.
I ordered a Switch.
Hey! After how many freaking years? 3 years?
Finally! Well, I mean, I only started like really wanting a Switch like maybe like last year, I think we were talking about it. We talked about it on the backlog. I was like, man, I'm really looking at that Switch. Like, it's nice. But yeah, I finally pulled the trigger. And it's not, I have to wait until it's back in stock, but it will be shipping like, I don't know, around the 20th, 21st or whatever.
Okay. Wow. So what made you do it now? Like, was there a specific game, or you just felt like, well, I got some extra cash, I'm gonna do it now? Like, what was it?
Yeah, I got extra cash from my grandparents, and then it didn't cover the Switch, but it was enough to make me be like, oh, I can get something extra for myself, you know? So I got it because of that, and then also like a lot of my friends are gonna be playing Monster Hunter Rise when it comes out in
Oh,
March.
right.
And Monster Hunter Rise actually comes out the day before my birthday. So I was like, well,
Well, that makes
setting it up.
sense. Yeah, that makes
Yeah.
sense.
Also, weirdly enough, I've been watching so many Animal Crossing videos on YouTube recently, and it makes me want to play the game really badly because I just want to decorate, I guess. I don't know. It's really weird. But, like, yeah, so I was like watching a lot of that, and I was like, man, I should have bought the Switch. I should have bought it. I should have get it. I should get it. Also, Monster Hunter Rise is coming out. I have extra money. I want to play Xenoblade Chronicles 1. It's just all these things. And I was like, you know what? I'm fucking do it. I don't even care anymore.
Yeah,
So.
well, shoot. It's funny you bring up Animal Crossing, 'cause like the game I've been playing, that Spiritfarer, I think it craps all over Animal Crossing. I think it's like
Well, shit.
way better as far as like, well, I mean, I'll talk about it in a bit, but it's got a lot of things that I feel like, man, why doesn't Nintendo do this? There's just certain things about that game when it comes to like,
I feel like we ask that of Nintendo a lot. We're like, why doesn't Nintendo do this
yeah,
thing?
they get away with stuff, man. They definitely get away with things. Being
Get
so
away with a lot.
basic.
Being so basic.
So basic. But I mean, we were gonna talk about like the games we've been playing and stuff, but that's cool. Like, yeah, you part of the Switch gang now.
I'm just gonna add to my backlog now. I'm just like, I'm
After I
planning it.
left, too. Like, what the heck?
No. Well, I'm gonna mostly get the Switch just for Animal Crossing for now. I'm actually gonna like actively like re like try not to play my Switch a lot because like it's not like I'm gonna hate the Switch and I'm getting obviously I'm getting a Switch, but like I don't want to add to my backlog that I'm already working so hard on with like buying like five new Switch games to put on top of that. You know what I'm saying? So I'm gonna try to keep it like casual until Monster Hunter Rise comes out at least, and then I'll probably go a little bit more in.
No, that makes sense.
So,
Yeah,
yeah.
'cause you're the Monster Hunter player between us.
Well,
So,
between us, yeah. Barely, though. I barely play them, but yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. 'Cause I did see that game, like people were playing the beta or something. Am I right on that? I don't know.
It was on
And I
that.
was like, "Oh, I remember. Yeah, there's like a Monster Hunter coming to Switch." And people, they seem to be digging it. Like they say it's like one of the best-looking games on the Switch. It's
Like,
good.
one of my friends who actually knows Monster Hunter like way more than me is really excited for it because it does what World and then it takes the best parts from World and was it Generations Ultimate, I think, and it just puts them into one game, so it's like the ultimate game, I guess.
Nice. Yeah,
So
I'm
that's kind of
sure.
cool.
Well, yeah, you got stuff to play. And there's other games too you can go back on. Yeah, and
I see Born Gamer Z in the chat here. He says Xenoblade Brave of the Default 2, World Ends with You sequel. Don't give me a list, man. I know, and I'm gonna restrain myself from playing all these things because I don't have time.
Yeah, your backlog's just gonna go even harder.
I am excited to get a couple of those.
Yeah,
But
but it's crazy because I'm sure eventually I'll want to get my Switch back because I gave it to my sister for like, being home during pandemic and stuff. I'm like, here, play some games, do something because she was so bored. And yeah, I'm sure like once, a Metroid or something comes out, I'll be back on it. But I'm pretty good right now. I kind of had my time with it. I did my thing with Animal Crossing. And then before that, obviously what it released with, like went through Zelda, went through a couple other games, and Fire Emblem is pretty awesome. If you ever get the chance to play that, I would say play that. I think you
I
would love
know.
that,
I've heard. I have a whole. I could make a list of like at least 20 games that I want to play on the Switch, but I will not right now. But yeah. Whatever. Get it. My main will still be my PS4 because I mean that's my big gaming console and I have a lot of games for that still, so you know.
I gotta be honest though, I do miss the portability. Like I've been
That
there's
yeah, that's what I'm
it's
excited
really a
for because
thing,
I play I play my 3DS in bed sometimes before I like go to sleep or whatever. The Switch might be a little bit more dangerous for that, but we'll see.
Yeah, because like there's times I'm just curled up in front of the TV, or I'm like I'm working, quote unquote working, and I kind of have like a little break. I take a little 5 minutes, and it's like I wish I just had it on my lap, just something to like play. But it's I'll get it back at some point. But that's cool. So yeah. Switch Gang got a new member. All right, it's a pretty good announcement. Pretty
first
good.
First time I've ever bought a Nintendo console. So.
Oh really? Ever?
Yeah, I've told you this. I've never owned a Nintendo console in my life. I've only had handheld.
That's right. That's what I'm thinking. So, yeah, it's technically like a hybrid, but yeah, it is like a console. Yeah. Crazy.
I have so many DSs.
Yeah. I think that's what threw me off. I'm like, wait a minute. I know you've had, yeah, definitely handhelds. Yeah, that makes sense. Crazy.
It's like I'm collecting shit. It's weird.
Shout out to the chat. Appreciate you guys. I see you in there. 2021 is going to be a great year, you guys. I could feel it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I'm trying to get some energy right now, man. I've had a lazy ass day. I've literally been watching football, and I've just been in pajamas all day. I've been eating and laying down. That's been my day, and it's been great. So
that's a good day.
So I'm hoping Char and you guys in the chat can boost me up. Let's get some energy going. Let's get going, damn it. But yeah, I guess we could go and talk about like what we've been playing. I'll start because I do want to crap on Animal Crossing a little bit.
Oh my god!
Since you know you brought up the Switch. So Spiritfarer, thanks to Mech. Shout out to my friend Mech. He gifted this game to me like around my birthday time, and I told him, I'm like, listen, PS5's coming out. I'm probably not gonna get to this game right away, but I'll get to
it. I'm not gonna play this shit fucking indie ass game.
No. Because listen, Mech has great taste and I trust him. And I'm like, listen, I'm gonna get to it, I promise. So I finally got to it like the end of December. No, somewhere in December, I started it. I started it and then I called it Spirit Far at first. Spirit Fair. It's a crazy game. Like it's so deep. It's these, you know, it's very kind of artsy. The art style is really, I should have put a picture or something on the screen. I don't have one. But I don't know where I even begin, man. I do want to talk about it. It's deep, man. There's like these little characters, you know, you take care of their, I guess their spirits, and then you take them home after a certain point. After you complete missions for them, you kind of learn their storyline and where they're coming from, who they are. And you're on this boat and you're just going around all these different islands, all these different places, doing these missions. But at the same time, you're like building this boat. You're building houses for them. You're building, what do you call it? Like orchards, you're farming on it. You're growing fruit and food that you can cook. So you have like this little kitchen, you're cooking food and it's like super deep. There's all these recipes. It's like one of those games where it's like, it's addicting because you're trying to get everything. You're trying to do everything. Like I'm trying to get all the recipes. I'm trying to figure out, okay, how do I do this storyline? I got to go here. I got to go there. I've been Googling stuff and like just the little systems that are within it. Like the cooking and the growing the crops and keeping up with the crops and then feeding. Oh, you also feed your little characters. So they'll get hungry. You got to feed them. They have specific tastes. Some of them like vegetables. Some of them don't. So you can like feed them and keep them happy. You could like hug them. It's very cute. It's very cute. Like you could just like you're.
I forgot about the hug button in that game. Yeah, you could just walk up to people and be like, can I get a hug? And
yes.
You
hug them. And it's the cute, it's the warmest hug between them. It's so cute. And it's just, it warms your heart. Like I play it and I feel happy playing it. It's like these cute little characters. They have little personalities and they have heart. And I just, I couldn't help but think like, damn, like I'm really enjoying this. I love how, you know, it has all these little things going on. And it made me think of Animal Crossing. I'm like, dude, Animal Crossing is so basic compared to this. Like this was like, you gotta find materials to build all the little sections. Like you have a kitchen, you have a thing where you can cut wood.
Yeah, like, you gotta remember, right?
What?
Like Animal Crossing is like a casual ass game.
Right. Like, yeah, it is. Definitely is. Definitely is. I know. But still, I just feel like I just feel like, man, this game really, really did a good job. And it's so thoughtful. It's got like, it's just got a lot going on for it. At first, I thought, oh, okay, I'm going to build this boat. That's kind of cool. I'm going to do this thing. You know, I'm going to go fetch some stuff. But the more you play, it's like, wow, there's a lot going on here. It's really, really good. So I've been playing that. I got like 12 to 15 hours around there, somewhere in there. And
that's impressive for you, I feel.
I don't tell my boss, but I've been kind of sneaking it. Ooh. I've been kind of sneaking it during the during my breaks and things like that, because I've been working from home. So I've been like working, then okay, let me play like 10 minutes, have it on the background. Because sometimes I'm traveling, right? I'm like, okay, let me go to this island. I don't have to play. I could just watch it go to the island, and I could just. So I've been doing. I've been kind of addicted. So I did that. I'm playing that, and then I started the Gears of War original trilogy. I'm streaming that. I started last night. I wanted to go back. Nice. I want to relive the nostalgia. So I've been doing that, and you know, here and there, playing with the homies. You know, some Gears with you. We played some Destiny. That was interesting. I'll let you talk about that. I think that's it. Yeah, since we last had an episode. So yeah, that's kind of what I've been up to.
Since we last had an episode, goddamn, I have been playing so much, my god. Since the last episode, did I platinum Assassin's Creed in that time? I think I did. Jeez, I don't remember. But anyways, I have platinum Assassin's Creed Odyssey, guys. Hi, hello, it's me. And then I don't know. I didn't really play anything until the new year started, and then I've only done one playthrough of Detroit Become Human, but I don't know if I'm going to do another playthrough. But yeah, so I tried to get like all of the gold trophies in one playthrough, and I didn't get it. I'm so mad. So I need to like go back and like probably maybe do that again on my own time, but we'll see. So that I finished in like a couple streams. It was really frustrating though. I was streaming. I streamed for like 7 hours one day, just Detroit. And at the end of the stream, I was about to beat the game. Mm-hmm. And there's a sequence where, I'm trying not to spoil, but like there's a sequence where you're Connor, but you're like inside Connor's head and he has to like walk around or whatever.
Oh yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah.
And I wanted to look around, so I panned the camera to the right, and the game crashed.
Ooh. Yeah, I remember you tweeting about that.
That's, like, the last fucking sequence of the game. Like, I'm not even kidding you. That's the last sequence you get before, like, it just plays the ending cutscenes and, like, the credits roll. And I was so pissed, because I had been playing for 7.5 hours at that point, and I was like, this is it, and then it crashed, and I was like, oh, I'm not even gonna reopen the game for this, we're doing this, no. So I finished it the next day, but it was, like, really short, but I was so mad. And then I tested it, and every single time that you pan to the right in that one sequence, it crashes the game.
Really?
It's so dumb.
What?
Yeah, I did it a second time by accident. I wanted to look around, and I crashed the game again a second time. So it wasn't just a fluke or whatever. I think it's just that.
Wow.
That part. Anyways, so we got that. I got a whole bunch of trophies, whatever. Beat it. And then I beat something else recently before. Oh, yeah. I beat a cheaper, I don't want to say that it's not good, but it's like a cheaper kind of like dungeon crawler game. It's called Winged Sakura Demon Civil War. And okay. I 100%ed that just recently, actually. I think it was last week I beat that.
Damn.
Or a couple days ago.
So you've beaten already, what, 2 games this year?
2 games,
yeah. Okay, I'm on just one. If a DLC counts. Oh, yeah, I played the DLC for Gears. That's right. Gears 5.
All right,
yeah. We beat that, yeah. Co-op.
That's true.
So I guess that counts.
Sure.
Yeah. And then I think Spiritfarer will be the next one. But anyways, continue.
Yeah. I've been playing... I always play Picross on my 3DS, so I've always got a Picross going, so I'm playing that. And I started up... What was it? Oh, what was it called? I always forget the name of it. Cosmic Star Heroine? I don't know if anybody here has heard about it or listeners of you've heard about it, but it's basically, it's kind of like if the Star Ocean games had the pixel style and the battle system of like Chrono Trigger in a way, but it's made in like an RPG maker, I think. Don't quote me on this. I don't remember. I have to look it up more. But anyways, I played like a bit of that the other day. It's actually really good. Actually, like, I was surprising. I was surprised about it. I was like, oh, snap. This is actually, like, this actually looks good and feels good. But it's, yeah, it's just a little RPG that I'm going to play on the side. And then I've got my stream games, but, yeah.
So,
I'm busy.
I'm curious about Detroit. How'd you really like that game? Did you like it?
Oh, my God. The philosophical implications and conversations that you could have about that game? Insane. Insane.
Yeah, I don't want to, like, spoil, but yeah.
No. Like, I thought, I didn't know what I was expecting, really, when I was going into that. I guess I wasn't expecting that, like, you know? all of the humans, maybe except for, like, Hank and Rose, are, like, assholes.
Yes.
Everybody sucks. Everybody fucking sucks.
Yeah.
But, and it's just... it's just a really good commentary on, like, if this happened in real life and, like, on, like, human tendencies, I guess, is what the conversation could be about. There's a lot of things, but...
yeah, oh, there's a lot of things. So, I don't want to spoil things, but damn.
Yeah, I know.
I want to ask about, like, how the characters ended up, but I know one of them... something happened.
I tried to get a really good ending... and I like kind of I kind of botched it because I had to go back and like save somebody, but I saw all of the, I saw the really good ending, I guess, is what I want to say.
Okay, that's good. Because I remember I was watching your stream, and I know something happened. You're like, nope, I'm starting over. I don't want this, you know, this is going to mess up my ending. And like, I didn't know how to feel about that. I mean, of course, it's your playthrough. It's what you would do. For me personally, I would just keep going. Like, okay, this is what happened. I'm just gonna do what, like, I'm gonna choose what I want to choose, huh?
I can't live with some of those though.
Like
the big
know.
One that I messed up, like near the end, I was like, no, I can't have this. This is not canon. I just like
right.
Yeah, no.
I don't know how the chat feels about it. Like games like that where you got to decide things. Like if you, sometimes it sucks. You make a bad choice and something happens. You're like, damn it, I really don't want to. Like, it could be so bad, yeah, you want to restart it. But I think for the most part, like 90% of the time, I would just stick with what I chose because that's what I wanted to see. Like, that was the decision I chose. I'm going to live with it. I don't know. So when I was watching your stream, I was like, wait a minute. Are you looking these up? Like, are you spoiling it? Like,
I had to.
See, that's crazy.
I had to for some of them. I was like, I can't have this go sideways. Well, like, a lot of it, too, is, like, a lot of the, like, decisions I felt were, like, kind of vague because, like, you get that thing where it's like, oh, I'm going to choose this decision or I'm going to choose this dialogue because this sounds like it's going to be the nice dialogue. And then the character voices it like they're fucking aggressive and you're like, that is not how I wanted that to sound. And that's where I get, like, annoyed at these kinds of games. But, like, if I, like... I don't know. I'll do a bad, quote-unquote, like, bad playthrough sometime, I guess. But, like, yeah, no, I couldn't for the first part. I was like, I got too attached to everybody. I was like, no, it has to be good.
Because, like, with Detroit, I won't spoil it, but, like, I was doing really good. I really liked the decisions I was making. I was cool with it. And then at the end, something happened that I was actually like teary-eyed and ready to cry over because I was like, oh my gosh, I effed up. But I lived with it. I just did it. I didn't restart it or anything like that, even though it hurt. But I was like, listen, I made that choice, so that's it, you know?
I want to guess what happened in your playthrough, but I don't want to spoil anything.
It has to do with Kara. I'll just say that. It has to do with Kara. Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I was, and I really got attached to, well, I'm saying too much, but these characters, you get attached to them, right? And like, if something bad happens, or even the little girl, whoever, it's like, you feel like, God, like you want to, you really put thought into your choices. Cause you're like, damn, what is this going to do? I don't want this, you know what I mean? And then I remember I watched Kenny play a little bit, and he was playing on Connor's part, did something completely different. I was like, oh, I'm glad I didn't do that, because it was bad for his playthrough. So yeah, man, Detroit, that's a great game though. That's one of my favorites on PS4. Yeah, that's a good one. I was happy you were playing it.
Free,
Yeah. So, well, that's cool. So yeah, you've been streaming. I know I've been streaming here and there, and we've been streaming, that's for sure, going into the new year.
streams.
Did we want to talk about the thing I was talking about? I mean,
Sure.
because I did see a tweet. I think it was from Streamlabs. Shout out to them, I guess.
Nope.
Sometimes
Don't
they
shout out
put,
stream.
or it might have been AverMedia. It's one of the two. Sometimes they'll put up tweets like, "Hey streamers, you know what kind of what's your goals for the year? Yeah, what's your goals for the year, streamer?" Or things like that. Well, there was this one where it was saying like, if somebody was gonna begin streaming in 2021, what would be your advice for them? So I thought that'd be kind of, I guess, interesting for us to do. If anybody's listening, anybody who watches us, maybe they're thinking about streaming or picking up streaming in 2021, this year, what kind of advice would you give them?
I don't know, 'cause there's a lot of like conflicting information you can give to people, if that makes sense. 'Cause like part of me is like either you go all in or you don't do it at all, right? Like especially if you're going into it thinking that I'm gonna make money off this, you have to go all in or you're never gonna do it. Like, you know? And then you still have to be prepared for that like margin of failure that it just won't work out because it's so saturated now. So there's that aspect. And then the other aspect of it is like what I do. And I stream because I like it's fun. Like, that's just straight up like, and if you're not having fun on stream or you're not, you know, you're not streaming for fun or some aspect of that, like it's not good, I think.
Yeah,
But like,
like,
so that's like
yeah.
two conflicting things, right? Like you want to stream to have fun, but then also like there's people out there who like want it for like monetization purposes. They're like, they want to make the money off it, or they have to make the money off it because there's nothing else, right? Like, or whatever. So there's that aspect of it, and it's like sometimes those two can merge, and then you get really good, great creators like Ko or like Maximilian or like Professor Broman or like Ezekiel the Third or like Max Platypus, like all these people that I know like their names because they have fun on their streams and they love streaming and they're there all the time and they've just made a name for themselves. And I know I just listed like all these white male streamers, but like there's a ton of, there's just so many streamers out there now that it's like it's really hard. So you kind of have to like really realize that you're gonna have to put in the work if you're gonna want to be to that like level or whatever. But
Yeah, very
start off
saturated.
doing it. I would say start off doing it for fun, because if you're not having fun at the beginning, it'll never be fun. So.
Yeah, I can't disagree with that. Definitely, the idea of just like sharing your experiences with an audience and like building a community, like if you could fall in love with that, I think you're good. And just, you know, little by little it'll grow, and if you just kind of have fun with it. But yeah, you're right. Like there's gonna be people who want to monetize things, and they just looking at it as like a way to make money. Yeah, maybe for those people they do got to go all in, because it ain't gonna work if you don't. Like it's just not gonna work. I don't know.
It's a
There's,
gamble,
it's
that
like,
kind of thing.
yeah, you covered some good stuff though. I think like overall, like, yeah, you want to do it for fun. You want to, I mean, that's kind of, I guess, goes without saying, but it's still, it needs to be said. It's like, yeah, you want to do it for the right reasons and don't expect, I think you said something about that. Like, have your expectations kind of in check. Don't expect to just make it overnight, because that's not going to happen. It's like one in a million to do that. You gotta build it. Like, you really gotta build it over time. It takes time. And not only that, but you gotta have other platforms as well. You can't just be on Twitch or just YouTube or just, you know, I would say Mixer, but rest in peace, they're not here no more. But You gotta stretch yourself out to different things. You gotta be on Twitter. You gotta be on YouTube as well as Twitch, and you gotta like get yourself out there, build your brand, build your name, and all of that. Also, just little things I could throw in there is like, for me, I don't look at the viewer count at all anymore.
Oh,
I used
no, I
to,
never.
yeah,
No,
I used
never.
to, and that's a bad. I think it's a bad habit because if people leave, right? If like let's say you have it at 15 people and then it drops to 10, you're gonna be like, oh no, what am I doing wrong? Why don't do they not like this game? Do they not like me? You're gonna start getting self-conscious. You're gonna start thinking about it instead of just creating your content. Because if you're looking at a number, you keep checking who's in the chat and if they're chatting, you're gonna lose focus of like just having fun and playing the game. Like if you just play your games, you just talk, you have fun with yourself, and commentate with yourself regardless of who's in the chat. I think you're on the right track. But also you want to look at the numbers after. Like don't look at it live. I don't know. Do you agree with that? 'Cause I think don't look at it at when you're live, but look at the numbers after because then you could know, okay, this is working, this isn't working. This time of day maybe is better
Okay,
than
but
this time.
okay,
You know what I
I
mean?
agree. I agree, but also somebody who's just starting out will only have maybe 1 to 2 viewers, if
True,
that.
true. Yeah, that's true. This may be later down the line, not right up front, but later down the line as you grow a little bit. That's true. You're right. As you grow a little bit more, you notice maybe like 5 people, then it goes to 10 people, and then you get to see a pattern like, okay, when I stream this game, I have more people. When I stream this other game, it's less people. Like you can kind of see little patterns as you go. So I think yeah, you want to not focus on them entirely, but they are important because it tells you what you're doing right and what you can do better and stuff like that. I think it's important to an extent.
It's a lot of marketing stuff that like normal people just don't think of, but it is. Like
Yeah.
it's like the secret marketing side. You have to like kind of, I mean, even if you don't like people can grow just on their own, but like in the sense that like they have to have something that people want to watch. So like the chill streams, maybe not as many people watch those streams, but there's people who still watch those streams. That's totally fine. And if your stream is like a chill stream, that's cool. Like fucking own that. There's high energy streams where people are just screaming at the top of their fucking lungs, like playing multiplayer games. People will watch the shit out of that. There's something to be said about like RPG streamers, which is like we have it the hardest because like no one wants to watch fucking RPG. Are you kidding me? But like I'm still gonna play on stream whatever I want. And like if you just stick to that kind of mindset, I think it'll be better than like I would hate to think of where I would be if I was like pandering to an audience and playing only what the audience wanted to watch. Like that would
Yes,
be
that would
so fucking
suck.
bad.
That would
That would
suck.
suck. I
And
would
that,
hate that.
yeah, that's something I definitely learned early on too, is like I gotta play what I wanna play. And yeah, because it'll show, like if you genuinely aren't having fun, like let's say you're playing Fortnite, for example, or something like that, and you're only playing it because you think it's popular and people will watch you. First of all, that's not really true because it's so out oversaturated, but let's just pretend anyways. So you're playing this game, you're dying a lot, you're not enjoying it, it's just annoying to you, and it's like, but that's bad because the audience is gonna know, they're gonna sense it within you. Like you're not really enjoying it, you're not having a good time, and then they might not have a good time, you know, or they might not stick around, I guess. Yeah, so.
I wanted to bring up Superior in the chat. Maybe spend a lot more time in one game. So the thing with being a one game streamer is that after you play one game and you're really good at that one game and you've got a community of people who watch you for that game, it's really, really hard to become a variety streamer. Like really hard.
Yeah, you're kind of
Because
stuck.
you're kind of stuck with that game until you convince your audience that you're gonna play that game mostly and then other stuff on the side. So it is harder for variety streamers to get a footing, I will say. It is easier for speedrunners to become bigger because people like watching speedrunners, but they're locked into that speedrun like rhetoric, and it's really hard for them to break out of that, and you might lose viewership for that, and they might lose like you might even lose subscribers or whatever whatever for that, right? So it's kind of hard to break out of that. But if that's what you want your channel to be, then go for it. Just know that it's going to be harder to get out of it later. But it's not impossible, obviously. I feel like most people who actually support others on Twitch or I guess my community is just fucking nice, but like, I don't think they'd ever like stop watching because I, you know, decided to play just one game forever. But, you know.
Yeah. Another thing too is, and this goes for like YouTube as well, but mostly streaming, like you want to get decent equipment, but don't go and spend your whole damn check before you start streaming. Like, don't be like, oh, I got to get the best monitors. I got to get a new PC. I got to do all this stuff and spend all this money.
$500 mic.
Before you've even hit start streaming yet. Like, you need to build yourself up. Like, get a decent mic, sound decent, maybe a decent webcam at some point, a monitor, whatever you need to get to start streaming. But get yourself off the ground first, then build it, then start adding and upgrading all that, because you don't want to spend all this money, start streaming, and then what if you don't like it? What if it doesn't become what you think it's going to become, and it falls flat? Like, you don't know. So definitely you want to build yourself and build your love for it, and then of course your community and things like that. And you never know, over time, if you do start to monetize it, you can use that money and then upgrade. It just kind of pays into itself, I guess. So that's good advice for that. But for 2021 specifically, like, I'm trying to think because it's so saturated. They ask these questions because it's like, oh, it's a new year. So many people are streaming. What do you do now? Like, can you do it now? And I think you can, especially for the right reasons. But
not the way that they're probably thinking is like, can I get an actual audience going? It's like, I mean, yes and no. But I don't know. I was going to say also, like, something that I have in the back of my head all the time is, it's your channel, and don't be afraid to run your channel like you want to, because if you let shit slide, it's going to eat away at you, and I'm not going to go into, like, details or whatever, but if I don't have to, but just remember that it's your section of the internet, and you can control that. And you can control that however you want to control that, and don't be afraid to enforce that if you feel like it's not becoming a space that you like.
Yes, I really agree with that. And start early, like right away. Like, if somebody's trolling you, just because they're there and it's a view doesn't mean you got to put up with it. If they give you
don't have to put up with troll
if
views,
they give you a donation, you know, it doesn't matter. If they're being rude, if they're being disrespectful, you don't want the rest of your community to see that that's okay. You got to set the tone, like, nope, get him out of here. It doesn't matter if he's there all the time, whatever. If they give you money, it doesn't matter. If you got to set the standard of like what your community is going to be, because if you leave these trolls to just do what they want and disrespect you, the rest of your community is going to think, oh, this is just a troll, like, streamer. This is not a healthy community. This is a bunch of F-boys, you know? It's you want to get, like, a good, solid foundation of people to, like, set the standard of, like, this is what's acceptable, and this is how this is going to run. Yes, I wholeheartedly agree with that.
Yeah.
Because it's easy to be like, well, you know, they give me views, and I'm struggling. You know, I only have 10 people, 5 people, whatever, 2 people.
I don't need 5 trolls. I'd take 1 genuine viewer over 10 trolls. So.
Yeah, I'm having some issues with the internet, I think. I don't know if it keeps buffering, maybe. I turned down the bitrate. If you're listening to this later on audio, I don't know if you're probably not going to hear it, but those on YouTube, I apologize. It's like coming and going. It says it's good now, so I'll just keep it going. But yeah, no, that's a good thing to bring up because it starts early. You want to really, get it out there from the get-go. Because I've made that mistake in the past, you know, nothing too disrespectful. Obviously, if they went over the line, because I can put up with trolls here and there. Like, if I feel like it's not really bothering me that much, I can put up with them. But if they go over the line, I've definitely blocked them or whatever. But in the past, I know I've definitely made that mistake of, like, keeping people around a little too long. Like, they're kind of on the border. They're like, little condescending, a little rude, but they're not really there yet. I was like, I would kind of give them a chance, you know? And I regretted that at some point, because at a certain point, they would go over the line. And then I'd be like, damn, I should have just got rid of you sooner, kind of thing, you know? Because they push buttons, they push it as far as they can, you know? Yeah. So, yeah, they think they can get away with certain jokes and stuff like that. So, yeah, that's good advice, definitely. Just think about your brand, because that's what it is. It's going to become your brand, and what you do along with what your community represents is going to be part of your brand. And it starts from the beginning. It's like you're writing a story from the beginning. So you want to, you know, of course, represent yourself well. You want your community to represent themselves well. And it's all part of it. But yeah, that comes as it goes. But for like beginners, like we said, do it for fun, do it for the right reasons. And the equipment thing, especially, I think, just start streaming, get a decent mic, and build up your love for it, see what you want to do for it. And then mm-hmm. from there, you can upgrade and do your thing. For yeah. sure.
Yeah.
Anything else? What's the chat saying? Sorry about the lag, by the way. There's kind of some lag there. I think Dave was saying to have like an audience already. I don't know. It's tough.
I didn't have an audience when I started.
Yeah, it's tough because right. I think if you have some friends who will be there to watch you, and then you got like people you play with and things like that, you can kind of start from there. Yeah. I think so. But having the other audience definitely helps, because they'll come over. Yeah. They might not all yeah. come over. You know, you could have a YouTube like me. I started streaming a while ago, but as far as being consistent, it's like, yeah, I tell my YouTube audience, hey, I'm on Twitch, come on over. A lot of them won't. They just don't want to leave YouTube, and that's fine. But if you can get like a percentage, just like 5%, 1%, whatever you can get from your existing audience, that's good. So yeah, having an audience already does help. But you, I think it's possible. I mean, Char did it. You started kind of from scratch.
I haven't done anything.
Listen.
I've been consistent, and that's literally it. And I don't even...
No, consistency is everything, though. Like, that's a big deal. That's a big factor.
I don't even know the views I pull when I... Because I don't look at my views until after. And I pull yeah. the same amount of views pretty much every fucking time. I'm like, all right, cool. I'm rolling with this, I guess. But, like...
Can we talk about your Destiny stream when you were getting the hype train?
Oh my god, do we have to?
Just a little bit, because Char, you're so funny. You're so funny. We had I was in there. Some really people came through.
Viewers, none of the. Okay, well, yeah.
There's a few people I didn't recognize. There's some people in there.
Okay, so we were playing. So Eric and I were playing Destiny. Was this the second time? Or was it the first time? We played twice. The second time?
Yeah, second time. Yeah.
It was the second time. We've only played Destiny 2 together twice now. Oh my god. And let's read chat. Make me angry. Okay, so we were playing Destiny. I don't remember who started it, but somebody started it. I think it might have been Keenan.
Keenan, I think. Keenan. Yeah.
He started a sub train, hype train in Twitch, which is like, if people are donating bits or they're subbing to or gifting subs or they're subbing themselves, it contributes to this hype train and it like gets higher and higher and blah blah. And the highest level I think is 5. I'm pretty mm-hmm. sure the highest level you can get, where there's just so much support happening all at once, and it's happening all at once, right? And I got kind of overwhelmed because like, what the fuck were y'all doing? Because I never get support like that. In my stream, so like it's just really weird to get that, and then on top of that, it's just weird, and I don't know how to conduct myself when that shit happens. So I was cussing everybody out, and I was like, stop it, just stop
it
right now.
It was too funny because it was literally like, so and so donated, and then or no, I think you got bits right a little bit, and then you got like a gifted sub. So and so gifted a sub to someone else. And Char was literally like, F you guys, stop it.
I'm trying to play the game.
And I'm like reading them off because I'm playing with you and I'm looking at your chat. I'm like, oh shoot, Keenan, another one. And then there I am. I gifted somebody. And then I gifted, I don't know who, I forget. And you're like, don't do it. Don't do it. It's too funny. I think that reaction you give, even though you feel like in your head you're like, you don't know what to do with it, it's so genuine. But it's genuine. It's like we sense that you're like uncomfortable, but it's charming though. I think that's why people want to do it more because they want to hear your reaction more. Whereas with me, I'm like, oh, thank you so much for, I appreciate that. I'm like probably boring compared to you. Maybe. I don't know. It had me rethinking things. I'm like, and I even told you that night. I'm like, I'm gonna start doing this. I'm gonna start telling them, don't do it and F you guys and you're distracting me.
No, don't do that.
You're distracting me,
And
damn it.
I will say right now that that was like very, very, that was a weird charm.
Charming. Yes, there you go. It was
No, that was
charming.
really that. Okay, I need to preface that. Did I preface this with the fact that that never happens? I've never had a level
Yeah.
five hype in my stream. So I literally was like, I was like, I don't stop. You just stop it. Stop it. You don't. I don't deserve this. Get the fuck out of here. I get like subs here and there, like people coming and resubbing. I've got a sub that has been resubbing for like so fucking long. I can't with him. But like, yeah, no, when people resub, I'm like, oh yeah, thank you for that resub. Like, so nice. So whatever. And then when it, but when it's all at once, I can't act. There's no fucking, I can't. Can't do it.
You
It's
know
gone.
what? Now that I think about it, I don't think I ever got a level five sub or hype train. They're so
It's really
random. They're
hard.
rare.
They're
Yeah.
really random.
Yeah. It's
Oh
like,
my
because
God.
there could be a day where people give you a lot of gifted subs and some like bits and stuff, but the hype train doesn't happen. It's super random. Like, it doesn't matter. I think it just happens here and there. So you're not
Yeah.
really expecting it. So you see it and you're like, damn. And then if it hits level five, it's like, damn. That's crazy. But I think, yeah, your reactions
Oh my God.
got it going.
That shit that happens to streamers bigger than me, okay? That's all I'm saying.
No, but I get where you're coming from. Like, I don't know how to describe it. I know you're trying to. It's kind of hard to describe, but yeah, when you're live and you see people donating like money or because that's essentially what it is. Sub, it's a, unless it's like a Prime sub, it's still their Prime membership. They're spending that Prime sub on you. That's a
Right.
special thing. It's like and I think you're just more vocal about it. Like, man, what did I do to like deserve that kind of thing? It's like
Literally, to this day, still don't know.
it's
Literally,
like
don't know what everybody was doing with their money at that point. Because, like, what the hell?
'cause it's a pretty crazy thing, like when you really think about it. Like, I don't overlook it, but I sometimes feel like that I sound like I'm overlooking it. Like, I really try and thank them, and I don't want to
I
come
do.
off as fake or anything, but like I guess I feel like people might think I'm faking it. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah,
It's even though I
no, yeah.
truly am not. I think because after you said it three times in a row, like, okay, you have a hype train going. There's one
Yeah.
after the other. You're thinking one after the other. And after a while, you hear yourself like, damn, I sound kind of like fake. But even though you're
Yeah.
not. So I don't, it's a weird thing. It's a weird thing.
I've said that on stream too. It's like I might sound like I'm not excited about things, but I assure you I am. Like
Yeah, it's just because that's our, I guess, our personalities. Like, we're not maybe the most animated in certain instances. Like, we're not going to be crying or like, oh my God, thank you guys. Like, I love you guys. Like, I'm not saying there's anything bad about that. Like, if that's genuinely your personality, cool. But like, for me, I'm kind of low key. I'm kind of, yeah, I mean, you know me. I feel like I'm very thankful and I try and express it, but sometimes I'm playing a game and I'm just like talking about the game. I'm like, okay, oh, thank you so much for the sub. And then I'm like back to the game. And then in my head, I'm like, was that enough? Maybe I should say it again.
right.
Or, you know what I mean? Like, because I don't want
I
them to
feel
feel
like
like I
it
overlooked
takes
it.
a lot more. It takes a lot
Yeah.
more to like get, I don't know, to get us.
Right.
But on the chat, when the Char says, fuck you guys, I hate that.
It is kind of like, yeah, I think that's what was funny. For me, it was funny like hearing you say those things and like kind of, go through those emotions because that's sort of what goes on in my head too, but I just don't really like vocalize it, you know?
Right.
So I found it like amusing. It's a
It's
trip. It's a trip.
anyways.
But it's definitely a thing, like when you really think about it, and that can go hand in hand with like the advice, I guess, for like new streamers is like those little things, man, just really like think about it in that way of, man, somebody gave their sub to me. That's a
Yeah.
big deal. Like I know for
That's
some,
a huge deal.
maybe for them they're like, whatever, I sub to a bunch of, 20 people a month. Maybe it's not a big deal to them, but for me, I feel like that's a big deal 'cause they're choosing me.
I subbed literally two people on Twitch. I'm calling myself out.
Oh, we
I
know.
subbed
You don't sub
one.
to me. We know.
Oh my
We
God!
know.
Okay.
We know people.
I have. Shut up! No, I only sub. Here's my thing though. My personal thing about that, I sub to people who I can watch constantly because that means I actually want to like support them. And I'm not saying I don't want to support you, Erica, but I can't be there in the streams to support
I
in
got you.
games like,
I got you. Yeah.
that's just my thing, I guess. So like I sub to one person that I watch almost constantly, and then I have my Twitch Prime sub that I like bounce around sometimes here and there to whoever. But yeah, I only sub to like two people. So like to have as many subs as that went through, and to have as many subs as like I'm not trying to flex or anything because I have barely any subs. But like the people who keep resubbing to me, I'm like, what the fuck are you doing? Stop. Like,
Yeah, it's a trip. It's a
why?
trip.
It's insane.
Yeah, it's like on one hand, it's like, okay, I'm doing something right. This is awesome. You feel all
Yeah,
good and
sure.
everything. And then on the other hand, you're like, what the F? Like, what?
What the
Like,
heck?
it's kind of like, I don't know. It's a trip. I love it, though. I love it. Like, I love streaming and all that. Yeah. It's fun talking about it, too. But yeah, no, I'm the same, and I think because I who am I sub to? I'm sub to you and like consistently, I think like 3 to 4 people, and then sometimes I'll do like a sub or I'll gift a sub or something, things like that. I'll give bits or host or raid, like there's the whole raid system that we could do, and like there's things like that I'll try and do for people, like if I'm not sub to them, or I'll try and shout them out or something like that. Like I try and I guess support people even if I can't monetarily
Yeah,
or kind of like
same.
you, like sometimes it's like, well, I'm not there in their chats all the time. I'm not there all the time, so yeah, I'm probably not going to sub to them till it gets to that point, because you build that kind of like relationship with that streamer. So when you think about
Yeah.
it that way, like how you treat subbing, you think about it as the creator now, like those people are feeling that about you, and it's like, wow,
That's
that's
I don't
crazy.
let's see
It's crazy,
what
right? Yeah, because
here now.
I mean,
Ugh.
everyone's
Ugh.
different. Like I said, everyone's different. Like some people might not think twice, but there's probably some who really think about it. Like, you know what? I'm gonna sub to Erica. She earned it. I'm gonna sub to Shar. They earned it, you know? And that's like that's a big thing. It's a big deal. It's awesome.
My God.
Anyways, but yeah, we what else can we say? I mean, that's kind of
It's pretty much
everything. I
that.
mean,
We went
2021.
kind of way too in-depth, I feel like.
I like talking about this stuff though. It's like we can
Yeah.
relate a lot on that. I
Yeah,
know
that's okay.
some people in the chat as well. I see some streamers in the chat, people who watch a lot of streams, and I think there's a whole dynamic there. It's fascinating to me for
Yeah.
whatever reason. Yeah.
It is different.
We were gonna talk about like anticipated games for the year, but okay, let me look at this list. Okay, let me look at this
Right? I
list.
know. I'm like thinking about. I'm like, damn. I don't know. I have
I
to
do
look at
have a picture for it. It's not the best. I got some
Yeah.
Elden Ring,
What else do?
some
Lol.
Horizon maybe that's coming through. I don't
I
know. And then we got Ratchet and Clank. Some PS5 games that are gonna be happening. We can just, I guess, throw out some most anticipated games or things we hope for in the year. Chat, feel free to give us your anticipated games. You want to start? You got anything that like pops out to you?
Man, I'm looking at this list. And I'm like, I mean, Rise, I guess, Monster Rise,
Okay.
Dwindon. I could play it with multiple people. Nier Replicant, obviously. Guilty Gear Strive in April. Both of those are in April. I'm looking forward to both of them. I don't know if I'm gonna grab Replicant right away, but I definitely want to grab Strive so I can play with my buddy and we can learn it together. Even though I'm trash at fighting games, he's gonna make me good at fighting games. the friend that's gonna coach me, guys.
You gotta document that, like, stream that.
Well, yeah, it's coming out on PS4, so I'll stream a little bit of it.
So we could see the evolution. We could see if you get better. Yeah.
Bad, though. I'm so bad. Anyways, let me see. What else is coming out?
You know what would be awesome? No, I got an idea. What game is it gonna be again? Which one?
Heroes Strive.
Okay. Maybe if it goes, like, on sale in the future, right? Okay, so you get really good at it.
Mm-hmm.
And then you play me.
Oh,
yeah?
My God.
Let's do it. Like, I'll buy it, we'll stream it, and I'll be a complete noob, and you can just kick my ass.
Oh, my God.
I want Char to kick my ass. Is that too much to ask? I think that would be fun. Who would want to see that in the chat? You guys, what? Come on.
I don't know. Maybe I could. I'm not really good at those games, so it'd take a lot, but yeah. What else we got? There's a lot of sequels to a lot of things I'm seeing.
Yeah.
I feel like this is the year of a sequel, guys.
Definitely. I mean, yeah, there's a few.
Like, there's Vampire the Masquerade Bloodlines 2, like, apparently. Shin Megami Tensei 3 Nocturne remasters all eventually. It's a remaster, though. What else? Rune Factory motherfucking 5. Like, they're already on 5? Goddamn. Shin Megami Tensei 5? Insane. Origami 2, we talked to, you know.
I'm looking at this list. I'm trying to think. What would you want to play?
A lot of
them, of course, don't even have, like, Windows. It's just... It's like rumored, or, you know, like Elden Ring, for example. Mm-hmm. It's likely, but we don't know,
like,
for sure.
There's no way Final Fantasy 16 is coming out this year. Come on, if it does, like, I'll be super surprised.
Do you think there's a chance God of War actually comes out this year?
Yeah, maybe like late, like fourth quarter, late, though.
Like super late.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. That'd be nice. I'd be happy. The other one came out in 2018, so you figure, okay, take all those assets, start working right away. That's 3 years?
Yeah. About. If you have all the assets already.
And
you just improve it for PS5 release.
Cause it's been announced, but I think it's gonna get delayed. That's my, like, prediction. I mean, it's an easy prediction. I feel like it could get, like, into the spring next year.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like God of War is like a spring game anyways. The first one came out in the spring. That I could just see it being delayed into, like, spring 2022.
That's, yeah, I could see that.
Yeah. So I don't know. Yeah, that would be awesome, though.
That would be cool.
I don't know, because if I have to choose between, like, that one and Horizon... I feel like Horizon would come first, but I don't know. I could be wrong.
Nah, I think I thought you would play God of Horizon.
No, I play them both, but I'm just saying, like, as far as what's getting delayed and what's not. Yeah.
I don't know.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so Kena is supposed to be coming out early quarter, like this first quarter, right now.
What the fuck
I think.
Is that?
You don't know Kena? Oh, go look it up right now.
Of course I don't. How do you spell it?
K-E-N-A. K-E-N-A. One N.
Oh.
It's so good looking. It's like a...
Oh, shit.
It's like a Ori meets Zelda meets something great.
Oh, shit. Yeah, I can play this.
Yeah, I want that. It's coming to PC as well. So,
Oh, shit.
I'm happy. Cool. Yeah. And PS4, so if you wanted it to get it on PS4, you could.
And the cross, like, buy thing is so fucking expensive, though.
Mm-hmm. True.
Because you're paying for two, so they tack on another, like, $15 onto there, and I'm like, but why?
True. How about that?
What was that other game that came out recently? I really wanted it. It was, like, $80. It was, like, there's Phoenix Rising or whatever the fuck. That's really expensive. And then there's the other one with the bird and the... Oh, it's like, fluid movement. I always forget the name of it.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. I forget the name, though. I think I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's the chat might know. I'll kick myself, but yeah, I know what you're talking about.
That game, I was looking into that game. Damn, that's fucking expensive.
Yeah, it's probably best. Right. I mean, obviously, if you have a PS5, just get on PS5. But if you're in limbo of the PS4, like you're like, I don't have a PS5 yet. Yeah, it's pricey if you're gonna want to cross buy it and then play it on PS5 later.
Yeah,
that kind of sucks.
It's fine. I keep saying, I have so many games to play, guys. I'm not looking at new games.
Freaking Kenna, that might be my most anticipated. Like, I'm really anticipating Elden Ring, but I haven't seen it. They don't show it. They keep saying, I don't know what's up with that game. I mean, I heard rumors that it's almost done, but then I hear they're not showing it yet because it's not done. And it's which is it, you know? And they're definitely keeping it close to the chest because I have not seen much of anything, just rumors, really. So who knows with that game, but I really want to see that. What else? How about that Halo, though?
Oh my god.
I know you're anticipating that.
If Halo looking actually all right, I might consider it.
Oh man. I mean, yeah, same thing with me. And then there was that rumor, I don't know if it's still a thing now, where they were going to split up the multiplayer and the single player.
Yeah.
If that's true, like if it is true, I wouldn't mind, but that's just me because I get freaking sick during the single player. But I would play the multiplayer. If it was good, I would play it. Easily. So,
I mean, yeah, I don't know.
I'm actually kind of hoping they split it.
Bad for them, but we'll see, I guess.
Right. What else? I'm looking at this list.
I don't know. There's not much on there for RPG announcements that are solid. There's a lot of them.
I know what's a good one that I'm looking forward to is Gotham Knights. You remember that one?
Oh, yeah.
The co-op. I want to play that. I want to play that one.
You know what I'm looking forward to? Diablo Immortal.
Oh, man. Diablo. Oh, but yeah, Gotham Knights. I see that on here.
I don't know. I can't see a lot of the newer titles that I'm super excited about yet. Whoa! Oh, the Pokemon Snap game for Switch, though. Y'all.
There's going to be a Pokemon Snap?
You didn't know?
Did I know this? Maybe?
They haven't said anything about the release date, but they teased it, and they're doing it, and I'm so excited. It's going to be so good.
I might actually look into that, because I did play Pokemon Snap on the 64. Dude, I liked it. I did actually like it. Dude. That's crazy.
It's going to be good.
Yeah. We'll see.
Eric said Final Fantasy 16, you're excited. I don't think Final Fantasy 16 will come out this year. If anything, next year, because I think I don't know what assets they're using, but if they have to create a whole bunch of assets, it's not coming out for a while.
Mm-hmm.
It's going to take a while.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting.
What else is there? Metroid Prime 4? Teasing that? There's a lot at the bottom of this list that are
That could be delayed. Anything with Nintendo on it is who knows? Who knows, man? What else? There's other games like Outriders. I'm kind of interested in I'm interested in co-op stuff. There's co-op games coming out.
Why is The Witcher on here? What the fuck? The Witcher 3 Wild Hunt Complete Edition?
I saw that. I don't know. I'm not sure.
Oh, it's coming to PC, PS5, and Xbox X. Oh, well, that's boring as fuck. Come on.
Shout out to The Witcher.
Shadow Warrior 3.
I'm looking forward to when the show comes back. I like the first season.
Oh, fuck. We need the show to come back right now.
Yeah, there's a few shows I'm really waiting for. I think Stranger Things is coming back this year. I think. So I really want to see that.
I thought they were done then.
No, there's still at least one or two more, I think, seasons.
It fucking work.
So I need that. They canceled my show Glow. I'm still mad about that. Glow was awesome. They canceled it. Yeah. I'm sure pandemic had to do with it, I guess. What else?
Gross. Bayonetta 3. Dude, if Bayonetta 3 is announced, I'll pop the fuck off, man. My god.
Bayonetta. Yeah, what happened to Bayonetta 3? Where is that game?
Where is that game?
I swear, Nintendo, man. They're a trip. Like, yeah. Is that even real?
I'm mad at them. They've got all these IPs, but they're just like, nah, it's fine. It's fine. And then they make another, turn around and make another fucking Mario game. Like, get the fuck out of here. You have so many characters now, fuckers.
That or they just add another character to damn Smash. I'm sick of them, oh man. I'm sick of them. God. Tired of them.
They've got so many IPs they just are sitting on, and I'm like, is no one in that company fucking looking at their lip, like, being like, oh, you know what we should do? We should bring this back. No. Someone in the next room is like, yo, you know what would be nice? Another Mario game. That's what
we need. Paper Mario, guys. Do it. Paper Mario, freaking bro. Mario. Yeah.
I wanna like the Paper Mario games. I've never, like, but something about the combat just throws me, I like RPGs. I don't like that gameplay. That Paper Mario gameplay just looks so,
No, I heard even people who were, like, fans of the early ones, they don't like the new one because of the combat. I remember hearing that opinion, like, a few times, yeah. But who knows?
I mean, I've seen the combat. It looks complicated, but, like, maybe not so but, like, I don't know.
Yeah, Nintendo's a trip. I mean, not only when it comes to, like, new games, it's like, dude, you have this whole vault of games, and they have online, and they'll give you, like, scraps of, like, freaking NES games that nobody cares about, and they have all these games, this whole catalog that you can't put in your online for your users.
Yep.
And you can't have a virtual console for us to buy these games. Like, if the Switch had a virtual console where I could buy games off the N64 or the Super Nintendo, like, games I really loved, like, I'd probably still have my Switch right now.
For real.
It's for crazy. Real. It's crazy. Like,
and then the Nintendo fanboys were like, oh, thank you, Nintendo! And then it, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, it's that. Yeah, they give you, like, this, they give you this 3-month exclusive, and then they put it away forever, and people, they just, they gladly pay for it, you know? That's how it goes. But other than that, I mean, chat, what were you guys saying? What kind of games are you looking forward to? I saw some Kennas in there, I think. Burro said Elden Sleep. I'm ready to... My finger's on the block button, Burro. let me see. I don't know if anybody said anything. Hold up. Horizon.
You're feeding Nintendo, though. That's how it be.
Breath of the Wild 2. Oof, I'm not holding my breath.
Yeah, I'm not holding my breath that either. Although, it could come out. They could surprise us.
That would be awesome. Especially if they fix some things in that game. Mm. Do some stuff better. I think that'd be awesome. If it's the same thing, I don't know. But it's Nintendo. I have faith in them when it comes to, like, that part of it. It's like, I think they will up the quality of like the dungeons and stuff, but I don't know.
I see.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, so. We will see.
Keenan said, F you, Nintendo, take my money. Facts. That's pretty much how it goes. And if listen, if the Switch is selling, I mean, really, they could just... They don't even got to do anything.
Yeah.
They get complacent, yeah. I guess.
That's the one thing I think I'm going to try to do with the Switch. I'm going to try to only buy Switch-exclusive things for my Switch. Because, like, I don't want to have to buy... I don't rebuy games, but I don't want to have to buy stuff that's on that I could easily get on PS4. Probably look better on PS4. Full shade to the Switch for not being as powerful. But, like, if I can get it on PC or PS4, I'll probably get it there first. And then, yeah, Switch exclusive things I'll probably just keep to the Switch. That's the only reason, really, that I want to get a Switch, is because it's got so many games that I want to experience, and it's only on there.
Yeah.
Everything else comes to PC or whatever, you know?
Of course, yeah, like the multiplats. It's a cool system. And then there's those rumors of, like, the next iteration coming out, the Super Switch, whatever, more powerful Switch. So that could happen too. Yeah. And maybe
I saw that the other day, and I just went, my brain went, nah. And I bought the Switch anyways.
It would be cool. I mean, if like history tells us anything, maybe they'd have Zelda be like cross gen with that, like it would come out the time of that console coming out, and it would be on both Switches. So maybe. I don't know, we'll see.
I don't know, I don't think the Switch could do a 4K, but I mean, it'd be interesting. I wouldn't benefit from the 4K Switch, though. Nothing I have shows anything in 4K, so it doesn't matter to me.
Right. Yeah, I think only my TV in the living room does. Like, I don't have monitors that are 4K or anything like that. I don't really need. I just need reasons to own the damn thing. That's all I need. I don't need 4K. Just give me better battery life, better looking graphics, output resolution, all that. We'd be good. I'm good. I don't need no 4K. Just give me some damn games. Shoot.
Give me the games. we just need the games.
Yeah. Anything else you want to add before we head out? I don't know. I'm trying to think.
No, not really. We've only been live for an hour? What the fuck?
An hour and 10 minutes. The show's on my OBS.
I just figured out what that game I was talking about was. What? Pathless.
There you go.
That's Pathless is super expensive, but I want to experience it, but it's like $80 or some shit. I'm like, nah, man.
That's crazy.
Solar Ash looks really sick, though.
I feel like the prices of like the next-gen games kind of got swept under the floor. Like, we just accepted it.
We did.
We didn't really put up a fight.
No.
We didn't really put up a fight at all, really.
I know. But this is what I'm saying is, like, it's an extra $10 because of, like, the cross platform or whatever the fuck you want to call it. But, like, even then, I'm like, man, $80 for a fucking this game? This doesn't seem right.
That's a lot of money, I feel like.
Oh, yeah, I guess it's $70.
Or 70.
$70. Somebody did the math for me the other day. $70 US is, like, almost $90 Canadian. So I actually pay more.
Yeah, I Canadian, yeah. You guys are higher. Well, plus tax, it's more like 74, yeah. 75. Yeah.
Yeah, but like 70 even is like 88. With like some change. So like, and then round that up with tax and shit, and it's like $90.
We're just almost
getting to $100 a game. We haven't had that since like fucking like Earthbound days, man.
Because I know console gamers, they kind of get stereotyped as like we don't really put up a fight about things costing more money. We don't really fight against like PSN, Xbox Live, but I honestly thought there'd be more of a fight for these games getting more expensive, but it really wasn't. I didn't see it. It was like, oh, the games are $70 now. Welp. Like, okay.
Really want it? I'm not gonna I'm not gonna stop you, whatever the fuck. But like, I don't know. It's just like, we get so much stuff on sale now too. I don't think anybody's really questioning it. They're like, yeah, I'll get it day one, but then I'll like not play anything else. Wait, and then I'll get like some $20 game I want later or whatever, right?
Yeah, it's definitely we're gonna be more picky and choosy. I know I am. Like, I'm waiting for sales in certain games. Like, nope, I'm not getting. No, it's not worth it. Cause for $70, like, okay, $60, $50, even if it's like some kind of indie or something like that, $40, you're willing to take the chance, like more so. Like, okay, I might like it, I might not. But for $70, yeah, that's not really something I'd want to take a chance on. I have to know for sure. Okay, I want this game day one. I need this game. Otherwise, no, I gotta wait. I'm still waiting for Sackboy to go on sale. I know that wasn't 70, I don't think, but still, I'm waiting for that thing to go down. Like, I want to play it, but come on, man, $20. I'm cheap. Look, I'm a PC gamer now, man. I get cheap sometimes. Like, I want these games low.
I follow, I can't remember which one I follow, but there's an account I follow on Twitter that's like Cheap Gamer or something like that, and they just like tweet out.
Yeah, stuff is also Cheap Gamer.
On different sites.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw the other day that just like, there's a Humble Bundle on Square Enix on sale. Like, all their stuff is on sale right now. And I was like, shit, I shouldn't have seen this. I want to buy everything. No, but yeah, it's, you just got to keep your eyes out for a lot of the stuff. But
I think it was Cheap Gamer, and I appreciate this so much about them. They gave their game of the year to Ghost of Tsushima. I think it was them. And so I retweeted them. I was like, okay, as a Cheap Gamer myself, this is a great honor for them, because that game is really like bang for your buck. Like, you pay the money and there's so much content on that game. Like, it makes sense. I'm like, that's a perfect award for them. Cheap Gamer Game of the Year. Because it's like, and not only that, but you get the free upgrade, like the 60 frames. If you play it on PS5, you don't got to pay extra. You got free online. They added is like free costumes and stuff like that. I'm like, dude.
Yep.
It deserved it. You know, but anyways, shout out to the chat, Shard. Mm-hmm. This is a great, I think, good episode going into the new year. I was a little scared thinking, I don't know if this episode's going to turn out all right, because we don't got nothing to talk about. But look, we make it happen.
We do, somehow.
Yeah.
We also talked about streaming, let's be real.
Yeah, I mean, I could talk about that forever, but yeah, that usually gets us going. Speaking of streaming, I think I'm going to be streaming tomorrow. So yeah, if you guys are interested in me revisiting the original Gears of War trilogy, it's been awesome so far. I started last night. I'm pretty positive I'm going to continue tomorrow. Follow my Twitter, of course. Erica's for the wins. My name everywhere. You guys can find me there. Char, you got some names for the people they can follow you? and catch your stuff.
Catch my stuff. You can catch most of my stuff on the Twitch, where I have all my links down below the Twitch, which is Drinsan. That's DRIN_SAN on Twitch. So yeah, you can find all the links you need down there. Yeah, and then go check out my 20 games in 2020 video that I worked really hard on.
Yes, go watch that. You know what your little outro reminded me of? Remember the name conversation we had the other day about your name being uniform? That's something we should have told the new streamers. Keep your name the same across your platforms. Like, even if you don't think you're going to use an Instagram, go claim that name. Go do it. Just go claim it. Because later on, you're going to wish, like, damn, I wish I had the same name across all my stuff. Like, look at Char. Char going through
it. Okay. You know?
Char going through it right now.
I fucking hate it, man. I just want it all to be the same, but I can't.
Just tell him real quick. Like, somebody jacked your name on Twitter.
Somebody jacked my name on Twitter. So the Drin_Sun part, I can't get on Twitter because somebody jacked it, and they have not. They have literally one tweet. I'm not making this up. You go look it up right now. At Drin_Sun is not me, but you can go look it up. They have one tweet from like 2016 or some shit. I don't fucking know, man. Like, give me that name. Like,
oh man, sucks. That sucks. I'm lucky. My name, I got all my stuff. Like, I got it. You know, the no copycats can take it or nothing. But you, the Twitter name.
The only thing I can think of is to like make my name all uniform. If I have 2 underscores. Is that weird?
I think it would look weird. Yeah.
Look weird, right?
And then, you know, when people are typing it. But the thing is, like, when people are typing it in, right? Are they going to know to put the 2 underscores? Nope. Like, yep. No. I don't know.
It's so irritating. The only other thing I can think of is changing the last part, the son part.
Yeah, that's tough.
It's a pain in the butt.
Well, good luck to you. We are done. We're done with the backlog this week. We'll be back in 2 weeks, you guys. Appreciate the support, the super chats from earlier. You guys chatting in the chat, like, it really helps us. Like, sometimes I'll forget something. I see the chat, like, oh yeah, that thing, that game, that thing. It just helps. It helps our conversation keep going as well. So we appreciate you guys. Char, any last words? You done?
Any last words? I'm going to the gallows now.
I know you did your outro, but you want to just say bye?
oh yeah. Okay, bye.
Bye, guys. We'll see you next time. Take care. Be safe. Be healthy. Catch you guys later.